welcome or welcome back to my podcast. I hope you are having an amazing day, and finally my third podcast has come. How cool is that? Disclaimer, I may say some spoilers about this movie, so if you have not seen this movie, you may want to skip this episode or keep watching, whatever you prefer.
Anyways, back to my podcast. So if you have listened to my last two podcasts, you know that I have been doing reviews on kids or family movies, but today I wanted to do something funner, or if you want, scarier. And I think by now you probably know that I'm going to review a scary movie. And the scary movie is It. The movie It, about the clown. Yes. Continuing. Now, if you haven't watched any of the movies, don't worry, because I am going to read you a little summary I got from Google. Here it is. Seven young outcasts in Derry, Maine are about to face their worst nightmare. An ancient shape-shifting evil that emerges from the sewer every 27 years to prey on the town's children, banding together over the course of one horrifying summer. The friends must overcome their own personal fears to battle the murderous, bloodthirsty clown known as Pennywise. Now, this is just a summary. There's nothing like watching the movie, because when you watch, you will understand a lot more. And, you know, you just get that feeling of the scary. I don't know. I like that feeling sometimes, not always. Continuing. So, according to all of my research, I found that there are three It movies. The first one was made or filmed in 1990. The second one was filmed in 2017. The third one is called It Chapter 2, which is the following movie to the one made in 2017. So It Chapter 2 came out in 2019. Since 2019, there has been no sign of another It movie, according to my research. Trust me, I went everywhere. I couldn't find anything about another movie. But if you have heard or seen, don't be shy. Put in the comments. I would totally like to hear about that. And I think it would be fun. But if you have watched the last movie, the 2019 movie, you know that they were grown-ups by then, but they destroyed its heart, the Pennywise hearts, you know? So he's like dead, but if there was another movie and he somehow revived, I think it would be fun to put their grandchildren, not their children, but their grandchildren, since they would be old. And like have the grandchildren and the old people kind of like fight together, and they would be a little bit more connected to their grandparents. I would love to see that. Now, this is a really fun movie. I would totally recommend. Yes, totally. But I recommend you watch it with friends and family. If you're younger than the age of 12, you might want to watch this movie with your family, with your parents maybe, because it can maybe traumatize you in a way. I watched it when I was 10 with my brother and some cousins, and I don't think it traumatized me at all. I was probably the only one who wasn't scared. But yes, I recommend watching it with your family. And if I have some young viewers out there, I recommend the youngest age to watch is 11 years old. So if you have little siblings or cousins or nieces, whatever, don't make them watch it if they're under the age of 11 years old. They might get traumatized, or if they like scary stuff, watch it with them. So now, if you haven't seen any of the movies, don't you worry, because according to Google, you can watch them in Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, Google Play, and Vudu. But now, I haven't seen the 1990 movies, so like I said, I can't really tell you how scary it is or where you can watch it, but if you can watch it in these websites, I think, that I just mentioned, tell me, or I'll investigate myself, don't worry. So now, I watched it with my cousins, the first one, the 2017 film. But the 2019 film, I watched it at Christmas. Pretty different era from scary. Totally, Christmas is not scary. But I watched it with a cousin. And whenever, like, these, some scary scenes did scare us, but others didn't really, because they, Pennywise transformed, you know, into these other people, and they were supposed to be scary, but some of them were really funny. So the scene where the grandma comes out and chases the kid, that one was the one that we laughed a lot. And we made fun of the grandma, but it was really Pennywise, no grandma involved. Let's move on to some fun facts. So now, if you want to know a little bit more about this movie and some hidden secrets, you can watch a lot of interviews on YouTube, Google even. You could read a lot of what they have to say in interviews, totally. And or you could just look up on Google some fun facts like I did. Anyways, let's get to the fun facts. So the filmmakers de-aged the child actors from the 2017 movie, because when they were filming the 2019 movies, I mean, 2 years had passed, you know, they have grown a lot. So they had to de-age them to look like smaller kids again, because I think they were like 17, 18, around that age. So they had to look 15, 14 again, some around that age. Now, Bill Skarsgård, hopefully I said his name right. So Bill, he plays Pennywise. So he would Skype his brothers dressed up as Pennywise, which is kind of creepy. I think the first time he did it, his brothers probably got scared. It would be a fun prank. Anyways, the bathroom scene had 4,500 plus gallons of fake blood. That is a lot of blood. And if you have seen the movie, you probably know. Bathroom, fake blood, I think you would probably recognize it. And now, Bill Hader and James Ransone improvised the Pomeranian scene. That's a really good scene. So I want to talk a little bit about this movie before I go. So like I said, I would totally love if they did a remake of this movie. Probably won't happen, but hopefully there's like a 20% chance that there will make another one. If you really can, Okay, sorry. Forgot what I wanted to talk to you about. So, the meaning of this movie, I always say what they mean to me. I think it was a really fun experience because, you know, the friends are outcasts and they connected a lot, and they, you know, like it said in the summary, they had to overcome their fears to defeat Pennywise, because if they, Pennywise would eat the kids. And I didn't really have a favorite character in this movies. I think all of the characters are my favorite characters in a way. Everyone has their own special little place in my heart. But yes, moving on, what they meant. I think if you have a small friend group, or if you and your friends are outcast, I think this would be a fun movie, kind of. You could refer it to yourself. And, well, that is all I have for you guys today. I really, really hope you enjoyed it, and hopefully I will see you in the next podcast. Goodbye.